If you like kites and you don't mind chilly conditions, the Cool Fool Kite Festival might be right up your alley. The New Year's Day event on Milwaukee's lakefront features a giant kite show, ice sculpting, hot food, and even ice cream. Wednesday will mark the 38th year of the annual event. WUWM's Susan Bentz introduces us to the man who pulls the strings.
Scott Fisher has run the Gift of Wings Kite Shop in Veterans Park for nearly four decades. Pretty amazing, since Fisher wasn't particularly drawn to kites or to Milwaukee's lakefront.
Which, by the way, was not called Veterans Park. It was called McKinley Landfill.
Actually, Milwaukee's entire lakefront was created with mountains of fill. The process began in 1907. In the 1960s, the nearly 100 acres that would eventually be named Veterans Park was filled. What eventually drew Fisher first to kites, then to this site, was his love of aviation.
I'm a pilot, so I wanted to have a store that sold aviation gifts. And I did that at Mayfair Mall.
That was 1986, but lots of people wandered in looking for kites, so Fisher decided to stock those too. His kite sales soared. A year later, Fisher's attention turned to the lakefront when he heard rumblings of a proposed project.
I think it was the county executive or the parks director. I'm not sure what he was. He was both of those, Dave Schultz. He decided that he was going to fill this entire park full of trees.
Fisher says the tree planting vision did not match that of the Milwaukee County Board.
One of the things that they said was, we want roller skates and roller blades, bike rentals, paddle boats in the lagoon, and we want kite flying and food concessions and events.
So Fisher wrote to Schultz suggesting an inaugural kite festival.
Then he called me up and he said, we're going to have a kite festival. I want you to bring your van down to the park and sell kites. And I said, well, I don't have a van. If I'm going to do that, I want to build a building and stay here in the summer. And he said, I don't care what you do, just do it in 2 weeks. And that's where it all started.
So Fisher erected a 10 by 10 foot shed in 1987. The idea was a hit. Fisher grew out of his shed and replaced it with a building that gradually grew to incorporate concessions and loads of kites. He stages several annual festivals here, along with others in Kenosha and Chicago. At this Wednesday's event, Family's Kites will share the sky with giant creations.
And we have a bunch of guys coming out. I call them the quiet ice carvers. And they carve snow and ice. In fact, I've got the number one group in the country. They live in Brookfield. They come out and they carve all of our stuff.
Will you be selling kites?
Oh, absolutely.
Will you be scooping ice cream?
Yes, absolutely. And you know what? People actually buy it.
When Fisher wraps up the fest, and most people put away kites for the winter, Fisher will still be making things fly.
I make remote control blimps for sports teams.
Fisher jumped into blimp manufacturing in 1994, catering to sports teams around the U.S. and occasional creations for international events. He coordinates their design and fabrication, as well as training people to fly them.
I've been in Ireland, I've been in Singapore, I've been in the Philippines, all training people how to fly blimps.
But Fisher reserves a bit of flying pleasure for himself.
I do all the Admirals games. I love going to Admirals games. It's a relief for me from all of this. I can just go and sit there and fly a blimp.
Looking back, Fisher says he never imagined his life and livelihood would soar to the skies. Before blimps and kites, Fisher managed movie theaters throughout southeast Wisconsin.
And then this sort of came along, and then I had to make a decision and decided I wanted to do this.
And Fisher's savoring every minute of it. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.